This next story from our Across Women's Lives desk is also about returning to China. So let me tell you the story of Bingye Turner and Abigail Anderson, who were orphans in China. They were both 13 when they were adopted and brought to their new homes here in the United States. Bingye was adopted by a family in Washington State, Abigail by a family in Virginia. And last year, they both returned to Qinghai Province and the children's home where they lived before adoption. It was part of an effort called Back to Serve, a program set up by the charity that operates the orphanage as a way to encourage former residents to return to China to reconnect. Bingye joins us now from Seattle and Abigail from Smithfield, Virginia. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So as you look back on it, I'll start with you, Bingye. Give us a quick takeaway. How did it feel going back?
It was exciting at first, but then, you know, as time gone by, all the memories hit back to me. Because when I was little, I pretty much lived with a family. At that time, it was just me and my dad. And then those are all the good memories. Then all the bad memories came back because my dad passed away when I was 10 years old. So it was just very conflicting and then confusing.
Mm. What about you, Abigail?
For me, it's definitely a roller coaster ride because I went back. My third great grandmother is getting in her golden age, I guess you could say. And I'm really thankful that she is still alive and well.
Mm.
But also just being that environment again is definitely a lot to take in because after I got adopted, we don't really talk about the past at all. So everything hit you pretty hard.
So, Bingye, let me ask you about the children who were at the orphanage with you when you were there as orphans. I mean, the ones who were not adopted. What was that like? Did you see them again?
We did, actually. They're being left behind pretty much with disabilities. And then when they age out of children's home, they're going to the Social Welfare Institute.
I mean, these kids who were not adopted, known as the left behinds, kind of a sad term. I'm just curious, what did you talk about?
They asked us about our life in U.S. and then they were just curious about how we were, like, do we get along with our families? At first, when we were there, they were shocked.
What were they shocked by?
They were pretty much shocked by we were actually there. Abigail and I got very emotional and, you know, when I saw one of the young adults, his name is Bing Bing, and then I just pretty much cried. I've known that, like, he went through 10 major surgeries, wow. But then I still recognized him since I pretty much, like, took care of him when he was little. What about you, Abigail?
We were just trying to reconnect with them, and also for them to able to have someone to really pour their hearts out without worrying about anything else. So it's just great.
Did it mean, though, that maybe you weren't able to speak as freely as you wanted? Maybe you censored yourself to not kind of show what a great life you have in the U.S., if that is indeed the case?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Because they're still at the orphanage, and we tell them no matter where you are, there's always challenges you have to face and overcome that.
Bingye, you and Abigail, you first met at the orphanage. Tell us about that. Were you, like, instant friends?
No. This is Abby. No. First time I saw them was, I think it was elementary school. And I saw this new girl. She's wearing blue with a white striped school uniform and with white scarves.
Wow, what a great memory.
I just thought she was a visitor. So I didn't really think much about it until later on. I said, no. She's going to be one of your sisters.
How long had you been at the orphanage when Bingye arrived?
I was there since infancy, before the orphanage actually opened.
So you were both a little older, I mean, as I said, 13, than the babies who are often adopted. At any point, did you both start to wonder if you might end up being left behind?
Yes, actually. In the beginning, we didn't know about the age limit for international adoption in China, which is 14. For me, especially, it's cutting super close. I got adopted when I was only like 2 weeks shy from turning 14. So all the agencies rushing everything. So it was a miracle that I actually got adopted.
Did you have any of those thoughts, Bingye? I mean, I know you got to the orphanage after your father died, so you were older, obviously. But did you wonder, how long am I going to be here?
Yeah, because I went to the orphanage when I was 11 years old. You know, on the first day when I saw Abigail and then the rest of the school age kids, definitely it was a life changing for me for a minute. And I thought it would be cool to have like sisters and brothers because I was the only child when I lived with my father. Mm. But then after a month or so, then the reality hit me and I realized that I had no one to talk to. I had just like kept everything to myself. So the first time I saw a toddler got adopted by like American family, I didn't think of much because I know that like I'm older. So I never thought of like I would get adopted till Abigail got adopted first. So which is so not fair. That's what I thought. And then 10 months later, I got adopted.
Abigail, what is the one thing you took away from your visit back to Qinghai province?
Definitely closure and personal growth. I'm able to be more open about my past. Just accept that as part of me.
Mm. Benjie, what about you?
I developed a lot skill-wise. And then growth-wise, I think I'm still like processing like what happened when I was in China. I finally found myself. Because before then, I lived in a wonderful family. And then I was just an average American girl with dreams. And I never thought of like, you know, going back to China to do the volunteer work. And I found that I had a missing piece in me. And then now I found it.
What a great way of expressing it, a missing piece that you found. One thing that I haven't asked you is how close have you both stayed in touch here in the States since you were both adopted? And did this visit back to China make the bond between you even stronger?
This is Abby.
Abby, go first.
Okay, Abigail, you go first.
So, I think it definitely strengthens our bond because during challenging time, we're able to support each other, not just being physical there, but emotionally being a supporter of each other.
Yeah, because luckily that Abigail's parents and my parents decided that it's okay for us to communicate with each other and support each other, like emotional support.
So not sisters at birth, but sisters forever?
Yes.
Yes.
Benjie Turner in Seattle and Abigail Anderson in Smithfield, Virginia. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
You can see photos of Benjie and Abigail's trip to China. We've got those at PRI.org.